Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, what are you, Valley Girl? It's time for the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show. That would be the bonus hour, similar to the previous three in one respect. Let's do that. Grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number to speak with me this afternoon. 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. Great to have you along. The president hardly holding back, continuing to go after those conducting the part two of the Trump coup, the coup d'etat underway by Pelosi and Schiff and the Democrats, George Soros and all the round up the usual suspects. Today, the president again going after him. This is from Breitbart. Amidst a battle between the president of the United States and the intelligence community that has sparked formal impeachment proceedings. No, they're not. Even Breitbart is falling for this stuff. These are not formal impeachment proceedings. This is an inquiry. If it was a formal impeachment proceeding, the House would have voted. They haven't done that. Who wrote this story? Matthew Boyle and Christina Wong. They need some edumacation. That has sparked formal impeachment proceedings against the president by Democrats in Congress. Federal law enforcement officials have formally charged an intelligence community official with leaking highly classified information to the media. Uh-oh. This in the wake of a top-ranking Congressional Intelligence Committee staffer facing similar charges of leaking last year, and sets the stage for a larger fight between Trump and intel community leakers. The nature of these intelligence community leakers' deeply personal relationship with the reporters to whom they were leaking, both cases involved romantic relationships. Seems more like an episode from House of Cards than from real life. Well, why was House of Cards, at least in its first several seasons, so popular? Because people thought, yeah, this is what it's really like in the real world. But the federal law enforcement charges against each cast the intelligence community as a whole in a deeply negative light, as Democrats on Capitol Hill begin to rely on the spooks for their increasingly partisan impeachment efforts against the president. The case of the intelligence leaker ensnared yesterday showed how anti-Trump intel officials are risking their careers and using their relationships with the media to leak classified information embarrassing to the Trump administration. Yeah, even if they have to make it up. Henry Kyle Freese, F-R-E-S-E, I guess I'm pronouncing that right, don't really care if I am or not, an employee with the DIA, that's the Defense Intelligence Agency, was charged with two counts of leaking classified information to two journalists identified by journalist Matthew Keyes and later the Wall Street Journal as CNBC's Amanda Macias and NBC News' Courtney Cube, with a K. Freese and Macias were romantically involved. The complaint against Mr. Freese said in or about mid to mid-April to May of 2018, he accessed an intel report unrelated to his job duties on multiple occasions. A week after he accessed the report a second time, Journalist 1, that's believed to be Mikeyas, asked him to speak to Journalist 2, that's believed to be Cube, or Coob. Freeze told Journalist 1 he was down to help Journalist 2 if it helped her because he wanted to see her progress. So, you know, these folks are fooling around with each other, and a guy wants to help her along in her career. Here, let me pass you a little classified intel. Freeze would later search on a classified U.S. government computer system for terms related to the topics contained in the intelligence report. A few hours after searching those terms, he spoke with Journalist 1 for 7 minutes and spoke to Journalist 2 for over half an hour. About half an hour after he spoke with both journalists, Journalist 1 published an article through her outlet which contained classified information from the report. After Journalist 1 tweeted the article, Freeze then retweeted it. Now, September 2019, Freeze accessed 2 additional intelligence reports and texted Journalist 2, telling her to call him. And during that call, he transmitted classified information. Talk about having a death wish. You know, you got to really love USG food, U.S. government food, served in the Gray Bar Hotel to be involved in this kind of stuff. The DOJ said in a statement that Freeze was caught red-handed disclosing sensitive national security information for personal gain. The unauthorized disclosure of top-secret information could reasonably be expected to cause exceptionally grave harm to the national security of the United States. Wait a second. The unauthorized disclosure of top-secret information could reasonably be expected to cause exceptionally grave harm to the national security of the United States? Oh, you mean like what Hillary Clinton did with all her server stuff?
That's so much malarkey.
Yeah, sure it is, Joe. Prosecutors said this Macias published 8 articles containing classified defense information between May and July of 2018. Freeze was arrested yesterday when he showed up for work and was due to appear later that day in U.S. District Court in Alexandria. Freeze, like the intelligence official who recently filed a whistleblower complaint against Trump, has a background in Russia and NATO, according to his Twitter profile. The episode carried echoes of a previous case of an intelligence official leaking to a reporter he was romantically involved with in 2018, James Wolf, a 50-something senior aide to the Senate Intelligence Committee, leaked classified documents to a New York Times reporter, Allie Watkins, with whom he was having a romantic relationship. It's a delicate way of putting it. Wolf worked at the committee while it was investigating whether Trump colluded with Russia, and he leaked to Watkins classified material, such as an application for a surveillance warrant on Carter Page. So this guy leaked FISA court requests? The announcement of Freeze's arrest broke loose a barrage of anger and mocking, particularly from conservatives and Trump supporters who have become increasingly frustrated with intel officials leaking and hiding behind the cloak of anonymity. Federalist senior editor Molly Hemingway called the culture of politicized leaking worrisome. I can think of a few other adjectives that I would use to describe it. Treasonous. 16 after 6 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then we're right back with more here on the penultimate workday edition of the Bobby Mac Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dan.
Kashmir. Love it in overcoats and jackets. Good stuff. Moneypenny shaking her head. 622 here in the Bobby Mac Show as a Zeppelin fades in the background. President offered this big deal rally in Minneapolis this evening, the one that the Minneapolis mayor tried his best to drive a spike through unsuccessfully. Probably heard about it. A number of years ago, the saintly Barack Hussein Obama held a rally in this arena that they're using tonight. And the charge for security was like $23,000, something like that, somewhere between that and $30,000. Anyway, they informed the Trump campaign it was going to cost $523,000 for security. And then later on, when that hurdle was overcome, they knew that there were so many people going to show up. They would make it as tough on them as possible. This is the moron that's the mayor up there in Minneapolis. He's a good little useful idiot for the progressive socialist Marxist on the left.
You moron.
You moron.
He is a moron. They removed all the porta potties from outside the building. So, you know, they got thousands of people lined up outside and no bathrooms. Jeez, I'm telling you, these people are—they're beyond disgusting. The president, before taking off, had some quick hitters with the idiots in the lamestream media. President talking about the ongoing discussion of trade talks with China, said he is now optimistic about that.
I'm meeting with the vice premier over at the White House. And I think it's going really well, I will say. I think it's going really well. So we had a very, very good negotiation with China. They'll be speaking a little bit later, but they're basically wrapping it up, and we're going to see them tomorrow right here. And it's going very well.
Okay, so that's the latest there. Meantime, reporters asked the president if he had any knowledge of the two Ukrainian businessmen arrested on campaign finance corruption charges. The pair, known to be associates of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. However, Mr. Trump insisted he has no idea who they are or what their connection is to Rudy Giuliani.
I don't know them. I don't know about them. I don't know what they do. But I don't know. Maybe they were clients of Rudy. You'd have to ask Rudy. I just don't know.
You know what this smells like? And has the fingerprints of all over it. Remember when Mueller started his investigation? And he went after Carter Page. He went after General Flynn. And these guys, they have no soul. They had told General Flynn they were going to prosecute his son. They were going to prosecute his wife if he didn't cooperate with the investigation. And this was nothing but a process crime. It was a setup from the beginning. Merely to try and harass the true target of the investigation, which in the case of Mueller, of course, was President Trump. And again, in coup d'etat part two, again, is President Trump. So I suspect that that's the card they are playing here. The president also saying to reporters, they're asking about former South Carolina congressman from right here in the upstate and former prosecutor Trey Gowdy being hired as part of his legal team. And the president said this.
Trey Gowdy is a terrific guy. I think there's a problem with he can't start for another couple of months because of lobbying rules and regulations. So you'll have to ask about that. I just heard Trey Gowdy can't start till sometime after January because of the lobbying rules and regulations.
Okay. So, but fairly apparent that the intention of the president is to add Trey Gowdy to his legal team. At what point that becomes feasible to do? Meantime, the president also earlier today slamming Fox News for this bogus poll showing a majority of the country's registered voters want him impeached and removed from office. Story from Mediaite. Fox's latest shock poll shows a jump in support for impeachment. Yeah, right. The president complaining in the past about the unfavorable polling data that Fox has been producing. Today, he pronounced that Fox's pollster, let me quote the president directly here, sucks. Well, you know, that's fairly straightforward. He also took a swipe at several of his least favorite people on the network, and some of mine as well. Shepard Smith, legal analyst Andrew Napolitano, and contributor Donna Brazile. She of, here, Hillary, here's the questions you're going to be asked tonight. The president tweeting, from the day I announced I was running for president, I've never had a good Fox News poll. Whoever their pollster is, they suck. But Fox News is also much different than it used to be in the good old days with people like Andrew Napolitano, who wanted to be a Supreme Court justice, and I turned him down. He's treated me terribly ever since. Shep Smith, Donna Brazile, who gave Crooked Hillary the debate questions and got fired from CNN, and others. Fox News doesn't deliver for us anymore. It is so different than it used to be. Oh, well, I'm president. The president added, thank you to One America News Network for your fair coverage and brilliant reporting. It is appreciated by many people trying so hard to find a new, consistent, and powerful voice. See you tonight at the big rally in Minneapolis. Isn't Minneapolis a deeply blue state? And there's going to be, what, 20,000 people or so in the area? Hmm. Geez, that's pretty good for a guy that, according to Fox News polling, more than half of Americans want to see impeached. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready in the news center. Right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Thursday on WORT.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 6:38 now, 22 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along. We're in the closing minutes here on the penultimate workday of the week edition. You know, there used to be a saying among the Brits, there'll always be an England.
Quite so, good sir.
There'll always be an England. Well, there is still an England, but it is one that is virtually unrecognizable from the times of that old saying. From Zero Hedge today, the Church of England is demanding that the United Kingdom use force and violence to ban, what is it they want to ban? Pointy knives. Got to get rid of them, you know. A religious organization is now insisting that crime be reduced by further enslaving the population. Last year, London's murder rate briefly overtook that of New York City, a feat likely to be repeated as crime continues its decline in the U.S., while the latest U.K. figures show an increase in violent crimes committed with both guns and knives. Of course, in the U.K., can't defend yourself with a privately owned firearm. So I guess people are resorting to what? Knives? Cricket bats? Fireplace pokers? In spite of all the laws restricting ownership of anything that could constitute a weapon, violent crimes are getting much worse. Instead of giving people more freedom and the human dignity of being able to defend themselves against these attacks, religious organizations and the government want to take steps to make sure only those committing violent acts have the means to do so. Quote, "We, the undersigned, are professionals and community leaders from across the UK who call on government to see the sale of pointed domestic kitchen knives as a thing of the past," reads the not a parody open letter from the Diocese of Rochester, signed by church leaders, lawmakers, shrinks, academics, and other elitists of that sort. Quote, "Historically, we needed a point on the end of our knife to pick up food because forks weren't invented. Now we only need the point to open packets where we can't be bothered to find the scissors." Scissors? Wait a minute. Scissors have a sharp edge. Unbelievable. Months ago, a conservative member of parliament made headlines when he took a different but equally restrictive approach to regulating sharp pieces of metal. There you go. Now, this is his idea. This is a Scott Mann. Here's his genius solution. "Every knife sold in the UK should have a GPS tracker fitted in the handle. It's time we had a national database like we do with guns." Manning took a lot of ribbing for the proposal and even admitted it was a, quote, "a bit of an S-word idea." Yeah, from a guy with an S-word for brains. Just because he was a step ahead of the mob. If he had stuck with grinding off the pointy bits, he would likely have been hailed as a model of responsible opinion. Knife control is supposed to be a joke. You know, where control freaks take their next efforts when gun laws prove unenforceable. And criminals, by definition, aren't you a criminal if you ignore the law? Criminals decline to discontinue their efforts just because they've been rendered even more illegal. Now, British politicians have taken that joke and turned it into national policy. Now they want to double down on that policy because the bad guys still refuse to play along. Brilliant. Yeah. Have to do away with the pointy knives. Wow. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, England should ban their citizens from having arms. Now, I don't mean firearms, I mean arms. Bobby, I'd love to see an audit of the $2.4 million that went into the Phyllis Wheatley Center. I'll just leave it at that. Bobby, don't forget that the demo rats want us to believe that these same 20,000 people are going all over the country to see President Trump at his rallies. Yeah, it's the same 20,000 people over and over again, right? That's the kind of lunacy the media would come up with. Mainstream media is just too much. Bobby, I see Trey Gowdy is a prosecutor and not a defense lawyer. Does this bear any significance in his role on the Trump team? Well, as a prosecutor, part of what you do is game plan for what the defense is going to do. Same thing from the other side of the football. You plan what their offense is going to be and plan your defense for that. Or plan to go on offense yourself. Bobby, California sued their power company, so now the power company is going to cut their power off so it won't happen again. How funny is that? Yeah, I've got that story here. In fact, we'll get to it next. California's PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, cuts power to more than 1 million residents, they say, to prevent wildfires. Wildfires? Yeah, their equipment is crap. And the wires fall down and start wildfires. So, you know, folks in Northern California, just, you know, stack up that firewood. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. 6:51, 9 before 7 as we get ready to wrap things up. Closing minutes of the bonus hour here on Thursday. Oh, by the way, here's something else that I just about guarantee is not going to be seen on the Alphabet Network's newscast tonight. The president of Ukraine, who already has gone to great lengths and pains to say, look, President Trump never pressured me. There was no arm twisting going on here, nor was there any quid pro quo, where, like Joe Biden famously did, threatened the president of Ukraine, saying, if you don't fire this prosecutor who's investigating my son, you're not going to get $1 billion in aid. Trump didn't do anything like that. Well, the president of Ukraine again speaking out, saying that the claims by the president of no wrongdoing are exactly right. Here is Fox's David Spunt. He is reporting from Kiev.
Speaking for more than 12 hours with reporters around the world, famous comedian turned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky answered a myriad of questions, including the political turmoil in the United States. Not even a week ago, Zelensky's new prosecutor general announced he was taking a new look at old cases. One of them, Burisma Energy, a company where Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter once sat on the board. Zelensky also said the call with President Trump on July 25th contained, quote, no blackmail, and declined to make the Ukrainian version of the transcript public. Zelensky did announce he would investigate whether anyone from his country interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. In Kyiv, Ukraine, David Spunt, Fox News.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that. Yeah, Hunter Biden should sit on a board, one with a pointy end. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, Trey Gowdy is the last person I would want to be cross-examined by. Bobby, to the previous text about Trey Gowdy, Virtually all great defense attorneys were prosecutors in the beginning. Bobby, I got my first knife at age 4 from my grandmother. I'll be 60 soon, and I've been buying and trading knives since I was 5. Anyone that ever has watched NCIS knows Leroy Jethro Gibbs' rule number 9, never go anywhere without a knife. Okay. I mentioned this business with Pacific Gas and Electric. You remember that they had huge fires in Northern California last year, and it turned out the causative factor was the power lines, the PG&E, falling. And because the eco freaks out there won't let them clear out the underbrush, when the lines start sparking and falling into this stuff, bingo, you got massive forest fires. Former California gubernatorial candidate John Cox, he is a Republican, talked about how PG&E may face $30 billion in legal liability from the recent California wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric, California's biggest utility company, shut off electricity to more than 1 million people yesterday in an effort to prevent wildfires caused by down power lines. The utility said it cut power to more than 500,000 customers in Northern California and that it plans to gradually turn off the electricity to nearly 800,000 customers to prevent its equipment from starting wildfires during hot, windy weather. There you go, Golden State. Welcome to the third world. A second group of about 234,000 customers will lose power starting at noon today. The power outages expected to affect about 2.5 million people. PG&E, you may remember, filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in January after facing liabilities stemming from wildfires in Northern California that occurred over the past 2 years. The utility plans to shut off power in parts of 34 northern, central, and coastal California counties to reduce the chance of fierce winds knocking down or toppling trees into power lines during a siege of hot, dry, gusty weather. Coastal California, hey, you think that Mr. Green thing, Al Gore's sunny seaside estate out there could be affected? Got to wrap things up for today. Thanks so much for being along. Stay tuned, of course, because the great one, Mark Levin, is coming along next from the Underground Command Post. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.